Just some updates on the roster. You guys are well aware of we placed Danny Trevathan on short-term IR. You can look that up as far as the rules and stuff on that. We added to the 53-man roster a young man from our practice squad, linebacker Shaquille Barrett. Local kid, earned his way. He deserves a spot. We also added a practice squad player, Gerald Rivers, a defensive end. Played his college ball at Ole Miss. Most recently with Jacksonville and St. Louis. Any questions?
What's impressed you about Shaq that you wanted to make him act?
Well, just the way he's going about, his work, what we saw in training camp. He was a guy that was a college free agent that came in and caught all the coaches' eyes based on his performance. So he's earned it.
John, another defense with great stats.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like this is becoming a weekly thing for you guys.
Yeah, I think we've had a pretty salty schedule thus far, and this week's no different. A team that's been to three championship games, lost the championship game a year ago, one of the better records in football in recent history, very well coached, good organization, got an outstanding roster in all phases of the game.
What did you see from the other night on the telecast that indicated how this team is able to come back?
Well, they're a good football team. Like I said, they're well coached. They've got good talent. They've assembled a very good roster. That's why they've been able to win all those games and be in those championship games. It'll be a very formidable foe, and I think that's probably a good reason why we're playing on Sunday night.
Coach, is there any advantage to playing them in the preseason? Can you take anything from that?
Not really. It works both ways. They saw us. We saw them. I think we both realized we played each other in the regular season. So there's a certain amount of cat and mouse with that. But it doesn't really mean anything preseason.
Coach, you had Brandon Lloyd when you first got here. Mm-hmm. He steps away from football and he's making plays like he did the other night. How surprised are you that at his age he's still able to contribute like that?
He was a tremendous player here. I saw a lot of tape on him. After the season before I got here, and then I got to see him in training camp and see what he's all about. And he's a very talented guy. He's got probably one of the better body controls going up for balls. Got excellent hands. You saw him make a big play against the Rams the other night there in St. Louis. So he's very capable. In fact, their receiving corps are all very capable. I think three of them have had 1,000-yard seasons somewhere. So we'll have our work cut out for us.
Coach, you've gone up against a lot of athletic quarterbacks already so far. This guy take it up another level?
Yeah, Collins, a very big athletic guy, tall, so he's got good vision down the field. He's got a very live arm, and I've seen him make runs that look like running backs. So very, very capable, and I think improving all the time. So we're familiar with him. He's a guy that we looked at coming out that we had in and visited with. So we're familiar with him, and he's done great things and kind of saw that coming.
Obviously, Julius is having a big impact on this team. You're facing Vernon Davis, Rob Gronkowski, and Antonio Gates. How do you go about trying to keep those guys in check on defense?
Well, it's about matchups. I think the dilemma you have with the 49ers is they've got a very good offensive line. They've got a very good receiving corps, including the tight end. They've got very good running game, both backs, Hyde and 21 are very good backs, proven. Frank Gore has been a Pro Bowler. So anytime you have the dimensions to be able to both run and pass, a mobile quarterback and Colin Kaepernick, they present problems. And so, like I said before, we'll definitely have our work cut out for us. I don't really spend a lot of time evaluating the whole league, typically our opponents and our own team. But we're glad he's on our side, and he's having a tremendous year thus far.
Why do you think opposing defenses have yet to find a way to match up to him? Is it a credit to his work and the way Peyton is finding him or Gase?
Well, I think this game's about matchups, and we've got some good players, just like I mentioned on their side. They've got some good players, so you run out of guys, you can't double everybody. And the key is finding the one that's not doubled and that's kind of up to them and then we try to feature the other guys.
Coach, has it been a concern that you've seen a couple of leads start to slip in the second half, fourth quarter, especially against a team like the 49ers, if you can come back?
It's all concerning, but I don't really understand that question that well.
I mean, you've had a couple times this year, three times, where you've had what seemed like a comfortable lead get not so comfortable. How big of a concern is that?
Well, I mean, those teams practice and get paid too, you know, so it's professional football, and that's, you know, the nature of the game. You're just trying to have more than they got at the end.
Thank you.